It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Back in 2009, two guys came up with a crazy idea. They decided to run at least a marathon across each of Iowa's 99 counties. We've been checking in with them from time to time over the years, and now, 8 years later, they only have one county left to go. Team 99 Counties' Darren Shoemaker and Dennis Lee are going to run across their final county, Delaware County, on Saturday, April 15th. You can even be part of the celebration. There'll be a potluck party at Candy Cane Park in Dyersville after they finish around 1:30 in the afternoon on the 15th. And they are both on the line with me now. Hello, Darren.
How's it going?
Great. Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
Thank you both so much for coming back to the show again. And just to review, let's go back to 2009 when you guys came up with this idea. How did it come about? How did you conceive of this?
It all happened at a Christmas party at my house, just a discussion of what we were going to run the next day. And we were talking about running from one town to another, and it progressed to let's run across Benton County, since Benton County ended near my house, and that's what we did. Got up the next morning in a snowstorm, and my wife hauled us across Benton County, just west of Belle Plaine, and dropped us off, and we ran home.
So did you guys start talking on that run that day about running across the rest of the counties, or did it come about in the days after that?
No, we didn't really talk much about doing any more counties at that point. But it was an interesting time running across the county. It just seemed like kind of a neat thing for some reason. Really looking back, I don't know why, because we did get shot at by some hunters accidentally, not intentionally, but hopefully not. But anyway, when we got done, we decided we were going to run across Linn County too. And during Linn County is when we made maybe some future plans for doing all of them.
And that's quite a leap to go from two counties to 99 counties. As I mentioned, we have checked in with you over the years. You decided that you were going to do this for yourselves, but also do it in an effort to raise money for the American Heart Association. That's an effort that's still going on. And I know that fundraising hasn't really been the focus of what you've done, but let's check in on that. How has the fundraising gone, Darren?
Well, like you said, Charity, we are not the best money raisers in the world. Our mission sort of changed from putting dollars in a jar for the American Heart Association to just sort of promoting a healthy lifestyle and getting up and getting active. In fact, I read an article yesterday that said for every hour you spend running, you add 7 hours to your life. So by my math, Dennis and I are both going to live to be about 145.
That's good news for everybody all around. And as you've been running across the counties, I know at first it was just, you know, let's map out a route and let's go run it. You've also developed much more of an interest in Iowa culture and seeing landmarks and participating in local festivals. Tell me a little bit about that, Darren.
Well, if you're from Iowa and you mention like a certain crossroad by the small town you live by, Dennis and I have more than likely driven through it or run through it. We've been to Socktoberfest up in Osage. We've been to all the local hot spots, the first train robbery west of the Mississippi, the Everly Brothers house, Andy Williams, John Wayne, the Axe Murder House down in Velissa. We've been all over. So if it's in Iowa and it's to be seen, we've done seen it.
Dennis, what's one of the experiences that really stands out in your mind when you think back over these 98 runs that you've done?
Oh my, there's so much. The tree growing in the middle of the intersection. I can't remember what county that's in, but we stopped and saw that. That was very cool. Some of the stuff I've seen is not like in the mainstream. That one of the coolest things I've seen that in my memory was Ida County. Just running across gravel road We had an incredible view over the plains. There was terraces, and it looked like just a painted backdrop as far as we could see because the fields were so clean. It was in the fall. It was just beautiful.
Now, you guys have been at this for a really long time. You have run in all kinds of weather, in blazing heat, in hail, in snowstorms, all kinds of weather. And you've also had to deal with some injuries along the way. Dennis, was there any point where you thought maybe we're not going to get this done?
Yeah, most definitely. And when we were in the, I think it was number 37, we were stuck there because I had a run-in with plantar fasciitis. It took me down. I couldn't run for most part of a year, and it was hard to get back in there. And actually, that when we started again, it was 4 years ago because I just happened to see that on Facebook, and we went and ran Winneshiek County, and it just restoked the stoves, and we hit it again. I mean, at that point, I asked, you know, I talked to Darren, and he said, well, you know, if we don't continue, we don't continue. We did this. That's cool. But I mean, it's okay if we don't. But somehow, you know, this whole thing is bigger than either one of us or both of us. I mean, it's just kind of a different way of progressing itself. Because when we started, there's no way we looked at the end. We never looked at the end and thought we're going to have to go through all this to get to the end. We always seemed to have the blinders on when we needed the blinders on. And there was always something that just kept pushing us to go get the next county, you know. And one of the things I used to say a lot was, you know, because it was always like a Thursday night, and I'd call Darren and say, hey, let's go run a county Saturday. You know, let's go run a marathon in a couple of days. You know, is that cool? And always he'd say, well, I suppose that'd work. Or else he'd say, sounds like a terrible idea. And I'd say, well, you know, they're not going to run themselves.
So, Darren, what kept you going?
Well, Dennis is right. There's many a time where I felt like it was not really the most fun. You know, it's all a matter of perspective. Like I said before, you know, Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn, you know, him out front painting his whitewashing his aunt's fence, you know, that seemed like, you know, a job, but he made it fun and he tricked all his friends into doing it. And sometimes this fun turned into a job. And you really, one thing that we've learned is to accomplish a big goal, you can't look at the end like Dennis said. You really have to look at, you know, every step just to get through one marathon. And you really can't look to the next hill to look at the last hill or the last few steps of the last marathon. But we're there, and it is nothing short of amazing, because if you told me all the things we would have to go through to get to the end at the beginning, there is no way I would have signed up for it.
You guys have spent so much time together doing this, and anybody who's ever done this kind of physical effort with another person knows that that's a kind of intense bonding that you almost can't get in any other way. And you guys have done it 98 times, plus all of your other adventures together. How do you think this has changed your friendship, Darren?
Well, I'm confident that there are conversations. It's like, you know, how they talk about twins having a code language. I mean, I'm sure the average citizen could listen to Dennis and I talk about random locations in Iowa and things that we saw, and we'll laugh, and they'll have no idea what we're talking about. And believe it or not, through thick and thin, I think we only almost came to blows once.
Wow. And what brought you there?
I'll let Dennis take that one.
Dennis?
Well, it was Lyon County. I know that. And Lyon County was a long, long county. And it was, the weather was terrible. It was snowing. And we had reached a marathon, or we were close to a marathon, and we both hit that a very low point at the same time. And it's like, it's a very rare thing, because usually there's always one of us are up when the other one's down. You know, it never happens at the same time. And Darren said something about the distance, and I was like, no, you didn't just say that kind of a thing. And he's like, yeah, I did. You know, I'm like, it was, we were just both at that low point, and yeah, it was a rough time.
That's pretty remarkable that you only had one moment like that in all of this. I mean, Dennis, what do you want to say about your friendship with Darren?
Well, I mean, like you said, we have our own code language, but I mean, there are so many conversations we've had, and I mean, you invest in relationships and those things, and both of us have invested a lot through this project and processes and everything. And I know if there's one guy I can count on anytime, it's him. And I always think of Stand By Me. If you watch that movie, they always say you never have friends like you do when you're a kid. Well, that's not always true. It's not true in my case, because we both invested a lot in that, and I know there's definitely one person I can count on, and there's a lot more people in my life that I can, but I don't think I can like I can with Darren.
How do you think you have changed through this process? You know, just talking to you guys several different times, I feel like I've noticed a change in your perspective about what you've been doing, in even in your relationship to the state of Iowa. Dennis, how do you think this has changed you?
It's made me a lot more aware of, I think, the important things of what we're doing. I think, like I said, it started as just, you know, I'm kind of bored with what I'm running. What are we going to do tomorrow? And let's do this. And it, I mean, that is kind of, it's just a selfish thing. I mean, I'm bored. Let's do something, you know, that'll make it more interesting for me. Now it's grown way from that, like I said, to something that's beyond both of us. I mean, it's, we do it not for ourselves at all. I mean, it's for something else. Something else drove us to a point, to a non-selfish thing. So, I mean, it's that awareness of what's important in life and how it affects others. And it's, I mean, there's one thing. I mean, we always said it's, if we can get one person up that wouldn't normally go out and work out, because, I mean, a lot of our friends, we're in a circle of people that, that's what they do. They go out and they run. But if we can get to that one person that is sitting there thinking, well, I kind of think I should probably get some exercise, and then they maybe hear our crazy story and they said, yeah, like, you know, I can do that. I can get up. I can go out and walk 10 or 30 minutes today, and I'll do it tomorrow, and I'll do it the next day, and it'll change their life if that's all it takes.
Darren, what about you? How do you think this has changed you?
Well, I definitely know that I'm a better person for it. I mean, nobody's perfect, and, you know, neither am I. But it's helped me learn that, you know, the things that matter in life, you really need to invest in them, and that you can accomplish anything you set your mind to, but it's not going to have to, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. You're going to have to work hard to reach that goal, but any goal that you set is attainable as long as every day you take those small steps to get there. One step at a time, one county at a time, and across every county in Iowa.
You are going to be running this last marathon in Delaware County. You're starting 1 mile west of Masonville at the end of 250th Street. You're going to start at 9 a.m. And you're not running this one alone. What's the plan, Darren?
We got a few people lined up, I think, to run all of it, some to run part of it. We hope to pick up some additional runners in Manchester. My sister is going to be there. My parents will be there. Dennis's family will be there. It's going to be quite the production. And if anybody wants to see two grown men cry like babies, make sure to be in the west end of Dyersville at about 1:30 or 2.
You're even going to have a police escort this time? That's new for you, right?
There's first time for everything, right?
And then followed, as I mentioned earlier, followed by a potluck and a sort of a party at Candy Cane Park in Dyersville after you get done around 1:30. I know you have both said that this whole time you couldn't think about that last marathon or think about that last finish line. Dennis, you're almost there. How do you think it's going to feel?
I am afraid to think about it still. I mean, I've thought about it many times over the last 50 counties. I mean, there was a time I said, well, all we have to do is run everything we did again, which was pretty a terrible thought, but that passed. But it did get me on the path of just taking sneak peeks at the end. And now that it's here, it is a bittersweet thing because we have had a lot of fun, and it's been a goal that's been out there that we've been running towards for so long. So, I mean, I get choked up when I think about it a lot of times, and I'm a bit afraid of what the next thing might be.
Because?
Because everything to this point in my, career running and the things that I do kind of progress. I mean, although I started doing marathons right away, but I got into triathlons, all of a sudden I'm doing an Ironman, and then I'm running a bunch of marathons, and then let's do a 99 marathons. So the next thing, I don't even want to know about what it is. Thinking about the end is exciting, but unfortunately now I'm also injured now. Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to run for 6 weeks. So, I mean, that's another reason to come out, just to see if I'm going to make it, because it's going to be a tough run for me. It's going to be a tough marathon for me.
Wow. Well, I hope that the excitement carries you along. And thank you both for talking with me. And it's just such an incredible accomplishment. Congratulations to both of you.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you
for your support.
Team 99 Counties, Darren Shoemaker and Dennis Lee, they are going to be running across their final county, Delaware County, on Saturday, April 15th. You can follow along with their progress on Facebook as well if you search for Team 99 Counties. Talk of Iowa is produced by Iowa Public Radio. Our producers are Emily Woodbury, Lindsay Moon, Dennis Reese. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. I'm Charity Nebbe. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.